want you to delete your face.
I can't do that.
Why not? We're talking about Stranger Things episode 2, though, right? We actually have to discuss the show more today.
The lead character boy. Is it me or is he the least likable
character? Who?
Mike?
Who?
The lead character boy there.
Will?
Yeah.
Why? You don't really know him, though.
No, Will's the one that got taken.
No, I'm talking about him.
Oh, Michael?
Yeah.
No, I love Michael.
I don't. I think he's least likable.
Why?
Aw, awkward, because she doesn't know to be ashamed of her girl
body.
He
really has no personality. He's just basically, like, the nice kid.
I mean, I feel like he's meant to be that way, you know?
I know he is. Because
everyone else has such a strong...
The insufferable nice guy.
I liked him. I thought he was adorable. What the hell?
You can have that type of character and add, you know, personality
dimension.
To him. Yeah, mm-hmm. Dimensions to the character. But most people tend to just ride on plain.
I mean, you're right. He was kind of like one-dimensional.
Aw, she's scared of the door being closed.
Oh, I love her. I want to hug her.
And, like, she just, like, looks around and wonder at everything and stuff. Like,
no.
I totally called that was, like, never mind. I'll wait till the other episodes.
You can spoil. It doesn't matter.
I guess. You know when they said, like, I mean, I feel like it was obvious, but when they said, like, someone that she gave birth to a child and it was, like,
yeah,
stillborn. Oh, yeah, like, yeah. You know that was her.
That was also kind of like, it felt tacked on too, because it was all of a sudden like, they went to this lady and they did it, and it's like, it's almost like the writer was like, oh, I gotta explain this.
I have to
bit.
Tie so something
gonna,
together, yeah.
I'm gonna put this scene right here and stuff.
I agree. I liked Mike, but you're right.
I like what's his name, he just Mike, she was trying to take her shirt off.
I mean, if you really think about it, the only like multi-dimensional characters... What's that annoying kid's name that's my least favorite? Him.
I don't know his name. What is his name?
I don't know.
We should have had IMDb up.
But
like, he gets, like,
no,
he's human.
Both of these guys are more, like, they both have more dimension to them than he does.
I love Dustin.
You're letting your girl, oh!
Do we ever see Dustin's family?
I don't think so.
No.
We don't see the other kid's family either.
Yeah, you only see Mike and Will's families.
I hate
Lucas.
Mike.
His name's Lucas.
Lucas! I wanted to call him Stanley, and I don't know why. I was convinced.
I mean, I like that Lucas is like, he's like, guys, this is weird.
I like that his Funko has the camouflage bandana on it.
I love that. Okay.
That's his, I mean, business bandana, okay?
I mean, a lot of times I love him, but a lot of times he annoys me.
Well, his character...
But he's, like, the most human, like, fleshed out. I don't know.
His character's there basically to be the voice of reason. And
yeah.
To like be he's... the adult character to basically challenge things. But that character can't... Those type of characters can be annoying at times.
I just feel like he gets too emotional and is, like, mean. But, like, it's human. We all do it.
I think it would have been better to write him more scared. Because I think that was what they were actually going for. No, Lucas.
Oh.
To make him more scared of her and the things that she could do instead of him just...
Well,
like,
they don't even know that she can do things yet.
But even when he learns, he's like, why are we trusting her? Why? And it almost... It gets almost overboard with it.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
If it would have been, they would have showed that, oh, I'm scared of this. I'm scared of the situation more. It would have worked better.
Whereas Dustin is like, she's our friend and she's crazy.
I love that.
And she
that's
can
my...
flip things with her mind.
And that's my like, favorite line.
He's like, I know they're hiding pudding in here.
That's my favorite line.
I
he's
love
like, hey,
him.
She lied. I found the pudding.
That would be
take
me
this away from me, please. I'm dead.
Are you done?
That's
I
me
think I'm
in
dead.
The zombie apocalypse.
There's like a drip in there.
I think I'm dead. I died. R.I.P.
D.E.D.
D.E.D. Former Tina. Or you might be on your own.
What?
As far as trivia, because I'm going to be drinking there and Tina's like...
I'm gone. Bye.
She's basically turned into Winky.
Oh my god, you are Winky.
I am.
Aww.
I is.
She was a broken person, okay?
She wasn't a person.
She was...
what?
Dick burn, bro.
She's a house elf. She's not a person.
All right,
you.
Umbridge.
Yeah.
As a creature of near human intelligence.
Damn, y'all.
Oh, what's her name going to be for?
Heavy.
I was going to say Arnold the Pygmy. Don't take my...
Can we call ourselves Winky's Warriors?
Ew, that sounds dirty.
Winky has a drinking problem.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, Winky's, like Betty Ford, have it like Winky's Clinic for Drunk Recovering Alcoholic Health.
That's too much. Do you think there's a wing at,
St. Mungo's?
St. Mungo's.
For drunk ales?
For like people like that rehab? Gotta detox.
Probably.
I'm sure some of them like have like chemical dependency.
I saw the second one.
Yeah, but they probably just flushed
it. Like recently, I just rewatched it and it was cute. It was on the form or Freeform, whatever the fuck.
Rewatch what?
ABC Family.
The one with Lockhart, Chamber of Secrets.
That was something that I really was sad that they cut out of all the movies with St. Mungo's.
Me too. I was looking forward to that.
Okay, you know, so now, my favorite movie. Now we think that Will might be dead, like, because...
She's such a mother. Like, I love her. I don't know. She is convinced, despite what everyone else
yeah.
says.
I just
she
love
knows.
Seeing this and, like, seeing wood paneling in a house.
Oh, my God, me too.
We had wood paneling.
It's so accurate.
I pulled it out at one point in my bedroom, and I used it as a hidey hole to put stuff in.
Everybody did that.
Put that, and when you hide it in the vents, is where you hide stuff.
My favorite hiding...
Like in Veronica Mars. Yeah. Okay, go on.
My favorite hiding place was, like, I had, there was, like, trim around the carpet that came up in one part of my room, and I was able to lift the trim up and slide stuff under the carpet.
And then
put the trim back.
I ordered a book.
Y'all are devious.
I ordered a book to find out how to make fake drawers.
How to make fake drawers?
Make the fake,
That sounds like something Mar would.
Did you have a death note?
No, I didn't have a death note. Well, I probably had a journal at one point saying everybody I wanted to kill in high school, but
well, that's just
I didn't have officially a death note.
But, like, you could be, like, light.
But I made one of those because I ordered it off this mail order thing.
I like that.
That had showed you how to make one of those. Basically, I got my dad to cut a piece of plywood that was the exact size of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even ask me what it was for. And then I just made a fake.
Your dad don't care.
He's like, I don't want to be complicit in this.
He was basically probably like, my son wants to use power tools.
Your dad was Hank Hill.
Yeah. If my dad had ever thought of it, he probably made caskets too. He made a canoe by hand one time.
Oh my God, that is baller.
He made a musket gun. Made the
Now they're trying to write Will off as a runaway.
I hate this. It made me mad.
Well, that's what police do.
But they
though.
Do that. Like
I know.
They always write kids off as runaways.
But it made me mad still.
He's like, be a man. Shoulder punch. And?
Yeah, keep just pass their garbage off the bar and be like, here, Martha, man.
Oh, here come the Eggos. Here come the Eggos.
Lego my Eggo.
Your hair's going to end up in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're going to have salt in your hair.
What is that white stuff in your hair?
Ew.
Something like something with Mary or whatever.
Oh, hair gel.
Oh, that's right. That was a movie. It wouldn't be the first time, guys.
I love their walkie-talkies.
I can throw it away.
Oh, it's fine. I'm just joking. I love their walkie-talkies. I don't know. Like, that's just such a, like, a kid thing.
Like,
they all have secret walkie-talkies.
Every time Tina bangs her head against the floor, it jumps on the
What are you saying?
Oh, I just love the fact that they have walkie-talkies. Like, it's such it's like a very kid thing.
Like, in Now and Then.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Now and Then?
The only thing anybody remembers
with
that,
like, Devin Sawa and
his
kid.
In his butt.
What?
Oh, come on. Now and Then was so good.
I don't remember it.
Oh, it was, like, the four friends that are girls, and, like, it, like, alternates between them, grown up, and them, like, little. And they, I don't know, it was really cute.
It's a coming-of-age story, but with girls.
And oh, like, is that the one, like, all those conservative people threw a fit about it because they mentioned
they
having sex in
everything.
It or something like that?
Probably.
I haven't seen that movie.
Because everybody thought, they were like, it was promoted as being a family movie, but then one of the girls mentioned having sex in it.
The movie was anything but a family. I mean, it was cute, but
it was a teen movie.
Yeah. The movie was good. But anyway, the point was
walkie-talkies. Poor 11, she's got, like, PTSD, and...
I'm, like, sweating.
She can't, like, recount what's happening.
Is there down?
I don't know.
I turned it down.
It might just be the alcohol.
It's probably the alcohol.
No worries, guys.
Oh,
I was kind of hot, too, though.
He was kind of hot, too.
Nobody cares about you, Brian.
Or your drinking problem.
Everybody cares about my hotness.
Brian...
Okay, well, here's the thing, is that it's on, it's set to cool, it's set to 65, and it's reading, like, almost 80.
It should cool down, though. It got really hot today. Maybe we had to come have them.
It got really hot today. It was like the coldest day of the week.
It was hot today, though.
The high was like 58.
It's Florida. It doesn't get cold in Florida.
I should have brought my water in here.
Mara, get Tina water.
I'm busy.
She's busy. I never knew this was how, like, search parties were done. I don't know.
What do you mean? That they,
like, they all just run through the woods saying, like, Will!
Well, they don't necessarily do that, but they all line up. And basically,
well, they line up there, so that, like, nobody misses a link in the search party.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that.
Well, this is, like, the 80s, so.
Well, it probably wouldn't hurt to go yell out somebody's name when you're going through the woods. You never know.
I didn't know
you're supposed to have, like, sticks and, like, you know, in case you hit anything on the ground.
No, I don't know anything, to be honest.
In case you find a body or a body part.
I'm full. Body part.
You know, like
Barb hasn't. Okay, Barb hasn't disappeared yet. Which I'm assuming everyone listening has seen the show, or else why would you be listening? But never mind.
Why born? As in, why were you born?
I love that.
Coraline's a great
movie. She's such a bitch.
She really is, and I love her.
She's like totally me as a kid.
Buttons.
Though if this was a true 80s movie, like, you would have, like...
The glory hole?
No, they would have been... Ew. They would have died having sex.
Why?
Because
I'm afraid to touch that.
It's water.
I'm afraid.
Okay.
What if I spill it?
Mar makes weak drinks anyway.
It's not a drink, it's water.
I know, but when she does make drinks, she makes them weak.
Mar, cups are matching. They're so cute. It's set.
And now they're, like, making fun of him because his brother's missing.
But, yeah, in 80s...
Which, who does that?
80s horror movies and stuff, people that have sex should die. Yeah.
I mean, would you consider
this? That was the thing from Scream.
Yeah.
And, like, the asshole couple, they should have died, too.
Yep. But it's not about them.
But you always have them die. Guys, what's the point of having them there?
Wait, the point of having who?
The asshole couple. Because you could have had him doing all that shit anyways, because, like I said, it's not like he actually gets redeemed at the end, really.
I mean, he's supposed to.
But that's so stupid fucking Catholic forgiveness thing.
The first
like
time
with Darth Vader and all them, like, they'll murder billions of people, and then they fucking say, oh, I'm sorry at the end, and all of a sudden they're forgiven, yeah, and they get to go to heaven. Fuck that shit.
Dude, didn't you see the thing I posted on Facebook? I was like, oh, Johnny, that's the people who murdered your parents.
Yeah,
I
seen that.
Do
you see our Jesus thread me and Mark got onto yesterday when I posted my, do you see when I'm
He thinks he's the son of God.
I have a conduit with God. I got
conduit.
Yeah, I'm an ordained minister now.
What? Are you really?
Yeah,
from the internet.
I did
like
an ordained minister thing. Like, I'm getting a certificate and everything.
So you can marry me when I get married.
I'll do it.
Sweet.
Yeah. You know who's
See, Lucas for? Means business. He's like, we gotta focus. We gotta find Will.
You know, I mean, okay, I feel like I'd most identify with Lucas if I was on the show, but I don't care. He's still annoying, okay? Which, I know I'm annoying. I embrace it. Yeah. What?
But a lot of me is
also
Dustin
ordained
looking for
minister
pudding.
Through the same church.
Wait, what?
The Rock.
You and The Rock?
Yep, he's ordained.
AKA Sexiest Man
Sexiest
Alive.
Sexiest Man Alive.
Yeah, but you could give that to him every year.
Oh, I love
it. Would give it to him every year.
Yeah. I know you'd want to give it to him every year.
My hands are numb. I can't. Like, these things right here.
Fingers!
These things I'm picking stuff up with.
Aw, 11 is all like, oh, your sister's pretty.
Aw, that was so cute.
I love when she discovers the recliner and the TV.
That was my favorite. He, like, shows her. He's like, I don't know. I thought it was cute.
Everybody had cat killers in the house then.
Cat?
Cat killers.
What's that?
Because those
cats
recliners.
Climb inside
and
them.
Then people want to recline and it kills them.
No!
You've never heard that term before?
No!
They call them cat killers because, like, people, they end up getting killed by
but
those
we
chairs.
Have a reclining chair and cats.
They've learned not to go in it.
Yeah. Liam, like, climbs up on the back of the chair, and every time he does, I get angry, so I just leave the chair, and it, like, flies backwards, and he falls off. But he's annoying. Look at her. Oh.
I used to sleep in a reclining chair at a friend's house.
I don't like when it reclines. Like, I just like the rocking chair portion of it. Oh, I hate this part, and I hate this song, too. Wait. Yeah, this is the part.
Yeah.
Every time I hear this song, I'm like, shut up.
When we watched this show that time,
Brian's
like
wearing
time
his class shirt.
Room. Yeah, I got my class. I should write at Demon Head on the bottom.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, yes. I think we need a podcast about it. I want a class
Scott
at Demon
Pilgrim,
Head shirt.
We should do that.
I love his Evil Dead poster.
And later,
Ramona, I love your jeans, that portable.
Portable?
Isn't it later, like, the cop says this?
No, the dad says it's inappropriate.
Yeah, the poster.
I tried to explain Evil Dead and Bruce Campbell to somebody at work, and they were like, the fuck
why
are you talking
you
about?
Even? Like, why
just
would
try,
you?
Don't try to explain, the, like, the timeline of those movies. Because
oh, no, I was just trying to explain what it was, period, and they were like, the fuck? And I was like,
I
how have you never heard of Bruce Campbell?
I've still never seen the TV show yet.
Of what?
Well, that's what I was
Ash
talking about,
Evil
was
Dead.
I was trying to get the season of that, but it's, like, not available yet.
Because the Evil Dead movies, the first one and the second one, are sequel, like, the second one's a sequel to the first one, but it's also a remake of the first one. And then the third one starts after the first one, but not the second one in a way. It's, like, really weird.
You lost me. Oh, the thing that annoys me about this show, I mean, okay, it's, like, obvious after a while, but, like, you don't, like, explicitly know when there's a flashback or anything, you know? So it's kind of annoying. Like, in the very first
you have to pay
time,
attention.
Yeah.
I've always,
you're like, why is Will here?
I've always said if I did a TV show, I'd make flashbacks always in black and white.
I mean, I don't want to, like, insult the viewer, like, insult their intelligence or anything, but it should be a little, like, kind of obvious or something.
You
kind of
have to do it to, like, American audiences.
True.
Kind of
but, I mean, okay, the first, very first flashback in particular or whatever, like, that was not obvious that it was a flashback.
I think you, it, and also you could just simply put the date, like, some people.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
say. Or
say
3 years ago. I don't know why people don't like doing that.
Because a lot of people these days are, like, afraid of insulting, like, the viewers. But then if you make it too complex, like, they don't know what's going on, and it's annoying.
Well, if viewers are going to be dumbasses in, like, fucking Kardashian TV
they
shows.
They complain either way. Like,
they're showing how stupid they are.
If you do it, they're like, oh, you're insulting our intelligence. But if you don't do it, they're like, I'm so confused. I didn't know what was a flashback and what wasn't. But, to be fair, I didn't know. The first one I didn't know was a flashback until I watched. Which is why
the power of the internet is that everyone gets to bitch.
Yeah.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. I just thought I'd throw them all in. You're welcome, man. Thank you.
So well-mannered. I love this. It made me laugh. I don't know. She's all like, let me have a new phone and cigarettes, like, while you're at it.
By the way, my kid's missing. I just don't know what job would give you in advance. I've never had a job where they would give
you no, but she's, well, you're not a Hollywood singer then.
She's not a Hollywood singer.
Exactly. But I mean,
what?
Because you said that there's no job that would give you an advance, as there is.
No, I was like, I've never had a job where somebody would give somebody an advance on their salary.
Yeah, well, the thing is, she was working there for a long time, so I guess he felt pity on her.
Yeah, but I don't know anybody would do that anywhere. I don't care if you worked there forever. If you go in your boss and say, like, can I have an advance? They'd be
I
like,
feel like I missed this the first time around, that they actually bugged the house. I thought it was just paranoia earlier.
No, they bugged the house. That's because you don't pay attention when you watch TV.
Like I didn't either.
The lab. No, like, I thought that they, like, I thought it was paranoia that they...
My nose.
See, this is, like, the shit that scared me, like, in earlier movies, like E.T., like, when the men in the lab coats come and stuff.
No,
it feels
they're,
like,
in, like, CDC suits.
I know, but, like, it just, like, it feels like more of a real, actual threat, you know?
I thought the bad guys in this were actually working for, like, the sewer... Didn't they have to call them back?
No, I thought they were
working, or something
working
like that?
For the electric company.
Yeah, they said they were the electric. Me, I guess me.
Wallace over
I guess
here?
Wallace
is.
This isn't CDC. I said the suits because they look like in the X-Files, you know,
yeah,
when the
yeah.
CDC people come. Thank you.
She's
someone
like,
someone knows.
He's
something.
Trying to explain Star Wars to 11, and she's like, the fuck.
She gets me over there. There's toilet paper in here.
Yes.
Okay. I play Pokemon Go.
Yeah, sing for it more.
Every day, I play Pokemon Go. Aw, they won their trophy. And now you know that 11 knows Will.
Because she's seen him.
She's seen him.
She's seen him.
She's seen him in the upside down.
She's like a little marine or something.
Dude, that video of her, like, when she's shaving her head, the actress... She, like, goes from, like, all bright and cheerful, and they shave her head, and then she's, like, in character, like, ah.
Doing stuff like that's great for, like, actors and stuff. It really gets you into the character more and stuff. That's why characters do the weight loss thing and everything. You don't really have to do that, but they do it.
The exception is I don't want to hear any more about Jared Leto's off-screen antics. Like, shut the fuck up.
That's just being a method douche. There was a famous story about somebody doing it to an actor one time, being all method and grabbing him, and the other actor, like, beat the shit out of him.
What the fuck?
He does flipping her pee-pee hands at
him. Ew! That was soapy water.
Oh, she's got claustrophobia and PTSD. Poor 11.
Flashbacks.
And she thinks it's her dad's.
No, I thought it was her dad. It was her real, actual dad.
Yeah. Is it her real dad, or he just took her and said he was his dad?
No, I feel like he fucked that lady and he took the impregnated her and then experimented on her. Isn't that sad? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Back again.
Hello, friend.
Guess who's back? We created a monster.
Nobody wants to see Marshall anymore. They
not Shady. I'm chopped liver.
But if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed, some hot liquor, some vodka.
There's your singing, Ryan.
Something like that.
I play Pokemon.
Where did my water go? That was what I really wanted.
Mars saving it for you.
She's my best friend. I love her.
Yay.
You're my best friend, too.
Kina's never marked this apartment yet.
Marked? Yeah. Does that mean, like, pee on it?
No, I gotta pee on her. Dropped the milkshake in the old apartment.
Oh, yeah. I did that.
I'm doing Disney trivia next week. Although, the Disney trivia is always hardcore.
Yeah, because they're probably gonna ask about, like, Robin Hood.
Well, these things are hardcore, too. Like, because people
the Bethesda.
What the fuck?
Bethesda, that's not...
What?
Do you have some magic pants that four girls can wear and it changes their lives?
For real.
And one of them ended up marrying Deadpool.
I know. How did that even
happen? True.
Ugh.
Like, what world is this?
I still think they're bearding for each other, but that's okay.
People said that about anybody he's with. Mm-hmm. I just love that picture that Mar pointed out of him at that party with her and Tom Hiddleston and Taylor Swift, and he looks like he wants to die. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds looks so uncomfortable around all of them.
Like, who would want to around Taylor Swift?
How did I end up with this mess of Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston? Now he's finding the deadbeat dad.
Don't get me started on that.
Deadbeat dad. Trailer trash girlfriend.
Yeah, okay, yeah, this.
Who proceeds to hit on the underage son.
Yeah, but she's like almost his age. I mean, not excusable, but just kind of, like, showcases how gross the relationship with the dad is.
On King of the Hill, how the woman that his dad ends up marrying went to school with Hank.
Uh-huh. And then they have a baby and they name it Good Hank.
I love it.
Look, she's so worried. Like, look at her. Oh, my gosh. Like, that girl is so talented.
Dude, she is. She conveys everything.
I need to get my mom to send me a picture.
Wait, your computer's going to sleep.
No, it's not.
Ooh, sorry, my bee.
Sorry. Your bee was saying my bee.
If you look at a picture of my dad in the Air Force, he looks like her.
What? Because he had a shaved head?
Yeah, and his ears stick out a mile like her.
Her ears don't stick out.
She's pretty. She's pretty, though.
Well, I didn't say she wasn't pretty.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like... Not
she's
a lot of people...
from England, and, like, people's ears don't stick out over there because, like, they have a surgery when they're babies.
Stop.
No, they do. Really? They, like...
Is that called ear pinning? Is that what ear pinning
is?
Yeah,
like, they, like, they pin your ears back if they're too big. Because I had friends that were born in England, and they did that to them.
Okay.
Plan 8? Oh, Plan A. Sorry, baby.
Oh, her powers.
Yeah, you show Lucas.
Maybe they say Lucas looks like that guy from Goonies because he wears a similar jacket or something. I don't know.
Now you know.
Maybe
like,
he just like reminds them. He does not like look like them, but he reminds him.
I just don't see how he reminds him. Because that kid from Goonies has like 8 billion gadgets in his jacket and everything.
He's got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
He's got who's its and what's its galore.
You want thingamabobs? He's got 20.
I love that kid in the Goonies, though, because I love his little, like, inventions and everything.
Dude, me too.
That was one of my favorites. I watched Big Hero 6 this morning, and I love Hero's little battle bot that he makes. And he totally scams that guy. Like, he's all like, I don't know how to play battle bots. What? It's more real here, said the deadbeat dad.
Yeah, it's more real here in the trailer park.
by the railroad tracks.
That's how we do things in the OC.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
Exactly.
We should podcast. Ooh,
people would love us. I don't think I've seen an OC. I mean, there must be, but...
What?
An OC podcast.
There probably is.
There's a podcast for everything.
There are. There's a lot of them.
I need, like, a podcast for girls who have bad judgment and pick shitty men.
There probably are a few.
I need to find some.
I like that, like, he's not, like, a bad cop. He's just kind of lazy at first.
No, I kind of thought he was a dick at first. Like, when he was yelling at them about,
oh,
like,
yeah, I mean, like...
He's still a dick.
But, like, he's not a bad cop. Like, incompetent cop, yeah, is what I mean.
Okay, I mean, yeah, he's a dick, but he's, like, dimensional, multidimensional. Yeah. Like, yeah, he has layers.
Well, he's just basically a town cop. Like,
and he's a good guy, like, deep down. Like, yeah, he just...
And he's just kind of thinking, you know, like, oh, they're in a small town and nothing happened.
So I like, yeah, how stupid this thing is, explanation, though. They're like, oh, could he look at this person? It's like, yeah, could've. It's a kid. Anybody.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, fucking bullshit.
I like how the background noise kind of sounds like lights, like fluorescent lights flickering.
Like that. Secretly, tink, do you have synesthesia?
Tink, synesthesia?
What's synesthesia?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. It's like that, neurological phenomenon where people,
phenomenon?
Like, see and hear, like, colors or, like, numbers, you know?
No, she's
like
just weird.
No, they just made the sound in the background sound like lights blinking.
No, lights don't have a sound.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they fluorescent do. Lights have, like, a hum and they, like,
okay, tink. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, like, and like, when they're, like, flickering and going out, like, they make this, like, tink, tink,
you mean
tink.
Light doesn't have a sound?
Yeah. That's what
instead
I mean.
Of lights.
Fluorescent lights do.
The actual light that comes off of the fluorescent lights.
Yeah, it's like the electricity hum through it and stuff. But, like, I swear the background noise sounded like tink, tink, tink of, like, a flashing light.
Ow, I just dropped my phone on my feet.
Somebody told
me. If I have a black eye, it hurts. I don't remember what I was missing now.
Oh. Oh, I love Dustin. He took one for the team just now.
I've never had that happen to me in my life.
It hurts.
I've had the funny thing happen. I mean, milk coming out of my nose thing.
Not milk. I've had alcohol come out of my eyes.
Come out of your eyes?
Your eyes?
When Brian made that drink, I just did.
One time when
I
we
think
had...
those were tears, not
we had, like, one of our first teen book clubs, like, the kids had cookies and soda. And one of the girls laughed so hard that she had chunks of cookie and soda come out of her nose.
That's painful. I had chunks of, like, ground beef and taco come out of my nose.
Oh my god.
It hurts so bad.
The only time I've come close to that is, like, when I get sick, like, I can feel it in my nose.
Yeah. The baby girl I nannied for threw up one time after she had surgery and it came out of her eyes.
Oh my god.
It
oh,
was crap. Disturbing.
You know how I hold my nose when I sneeze a lot of times?
You're not supposed to do that, though.
I know. I've been doing it all my life.
Oh, now they found a clue. I love that the teacher is
a clue! What?
I sneezed one time and, like, the snot came out in my
mouth.
Why
you gotta say snot?
I just love that the teacher's out there every time looking for the kid.
I know.
I'm
so dedicated.
It makes me so happy. He's a good guy.
I thought this was my phone and it's not.
No.
What is that?
It's not like Noah Wiley in Doctor.
Come on, shut up. Leave him alone.
He's an asshole.
But I like him.
With his candy and his made up backstory.
Yeah, that wasn't the teacher's fault. That was Noah Wiley's fault because he wanted to be a diabetic. Like, nobody knew that.
And I don't know why he thought it was, like, so important.
Yeah, me
that.
Either. Nobody caught on to that except you.
Like, he had to tell people that.
Yeah, exactly. He was not that integral.
Hey, you fuck.
Hey, you fuck.
Aw. I love the walkie-talkie thing. Like, I fucking love it.
Me too.
And the trays. Do they even make those now?
I don't know. The ones with the little legs?
Yeah.
I used to have one. I think it was Trolls or something.
I know we had them before. We had the really long ones that you could actually put in front of you. Like, sit down.
I just love how Dustin says whatever the fuck's on his mind.
I know. I love him.
She's our friend and she's crazy.
That's my favorite.
I kind of shirt.
Because, I mean, that's me.
His shirt's a drama club shirt. I wonder if he's in a drama club.
Or he just stole a shirt.
All signs point to yes.
Maybe one of his siblings has.
I love that he's not even self-conscious of the way he talks either.
I know. He's so
He's just like
cute.
A little badass.
He's like, looking at his hand like, you just shake my hand with spit. He's like, dude.
I never understood why people wanted to do that, like blood oaths and like spitting in your hands.
Me too. I'm like HIV.
Like, how about no?
How about hepatitis?
Like, even as a kid, I was like, no, that's fucking gross.
Barb is the voice of reason. I'm the Barb.
This is so stupid.
I'm the one who's like, okay, I'm gonna go now because I'm just third wheeling it here.
Tell me you're not this stupid.
She's
Barb tells it how it is.
I hate Nancy.
See, Barb should have survived because Barb didn't break the rule and had sex.
I know. All she did was bleed. Like, it's not her fault. She got cut. Dude, it's something about the blood. Like, it, like, smells the blood or something. Yeah. It comes and gets you. Set a new bra. I hate Nancy. Why?
I want to have it, like, the second season. Have them, like, fighting another big monster or something. And Barb comes out, like with a big flaming sword and starts, like, hacking them all up or something.
I would love that. But she's dead.
Yeah. I think she's DED. Ugh, what a fucking tool. Ugh. Hello, ladies.
So what time are we going to leave to go to trivia?
Probably after this episode. Oh, the prettiest Harry Potter-inspired rings are online, okay?
Rings?
You going to buy me a ring, Mark?
No.
Fuck you. Gotta put a ring to it.
I don't love you. I don't want to put a ring on it.
Whoa, you had a My Chemical Romance title and a Beyonce title in that sentence.
Okay. We're going to take you to name that tune.
What's that? But I would win.
It's a game
Whatever
show.
It is.
It was an old game show.
Ooh, though I would win so good.
Though when we went to that thing and it had named theme songs for TV shows, I won that thing without, like...
That thing!
We did at the Science Museum.
Dude, I would totally...
I was able to get them, like...
No, it was at... Is that the that, place on iDrive?
Yeah, that...
The
upside that down
one.
Yeah. I want to go there.
It's really good. That's where we got those Supernatural FBI IDs for Jen. They had fake IDs at the same
time. I
want
to go to Ripley's Believe It or Not in Orlando because apparently they have a huge archive of stuff there.
Like, I know, go there.
I know another librarian that went there for like a research project and they have like a gigantic archive of stuff.
I want
to
go there, but
we
they like jacked the price
of it. St. Augustine, you didn't like it that much.
Dude, what's the one inside the log? Is that in Orlando? Dude, I found a chapstick under your couch.
Oh, yes. Sweet. Thank you. No,
riveting
like
podcasting content.
Ripley's Believe It or Not, you know, they just bought Marilyn Monroe's dress.
I saw that.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I don't know what they're going to do with
they
it.
They should have
but...
a test and see if Kennedy's DNA is on it.
Ew, why are you gonna go there? Brian always has to take
I mean,
to the
we
next
know
level.
It's there, but. Damn, Donnie, why you gotta get all smart on us or something? Oh, now's the explanation of the upside down.
I like how Mar so often she goes into, like, really professional commentary as if she's on a DVD for, like, 5 minutes.
I love her so
next
much.
Next thing she knows, she's talking about, like.
She's so, like, eloquent and, like.
Yeah, but 2 minutes
profesh.
Later, she's talking about, like. Leo
Suck
Stitch
my
or something.
Suck my dick. I don't know. Mara, like, carries the podcast. Because I'd just be like, here laying on the ground.
That is what you're doing.
I mean, I literally am.
I'm just pointing out, you know, like, they're just talking about the upside down. That's all. Parallel dimensions and shit, motherfucker.
I wonder if this is real, like a real Dungeons and Dragons thing.
I have no idea. I don't know, like, anything about D&D.
Me either.
I've played it before, yeah. But not meant much.
1 year for National Gaming Day at your library, like we get things sent to us from different gaming companies if we sign up for it. And Dungeons & Dragons, like, the company that owns them, they sent a bunch of, like, starter packs or something. It was, like, a bunch of these, like, beginner games. And, like, we couldn't figure out how to play it. It
was
like
Dungeons and Dragons or Magic the Gathering?
Well, we got Magic the Gathering 1 year, too.
Remember that Lizzie McGuire episode where Gordo gets obsessed with Magic the Gathering? Nobody.
Throw back.
Okay.
Although, anyway. I always loved Even Stevens more.
Me, too.
I don't know. I identified with Lewis a lot. I felt like a fuck-up.
Shia. Oh, God, Shia. Poor Shia.
He's so cute.
He's rapping on,
yeah,
like,
he's doing, like, freestyle rap. Okay, the cutest thing ever, though, was when he did that, like, he watched his entire film library at that theater and, like,
yes,
recorded
and
it.
And he, like, had
he
ever...
was so cute!
Did he watch that fucking X-rated movie he made?
I don't know, and, like,
name?
You see him and he's, like, there's some of them, like, he was just, like, it was such a genuine reaction to things. Like, he was, like, cringing at himself and, like...
Yeah,
he was,
yeah,
like,
I loved
like,
it.
Like, laughing with tears in his eyes and stuff. Like, it was adorable.
It made me want to cry. Like, he's genuine, you know? Whatever.
It's fucking psycho.
I don't know, like...
I don't know about psycho.
Something happened to him. It was...
I don't even know what it is. Yeah, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. But I feel sad for him. Like, he was in Transformers and all successful, and then he had, like an Amanda Bynes, but not as terrible.
poor Amanda Bynes. Like, she really, like, she needs help. She really does.
I haven't heard much from her lately.
Yeah. She was supposed to be going to, like, design school or something.
I wish her well.
I mean, she didn't really do anything to anybody. She just, like, tried to look like Black China and smoked a lot of weed.
I mean, she liked Drake and wanted him to murder her pussy. No, it was Kid Cudi. Or was it Drake?
I think it was Drake.
It was one of them.
I don't know. I think she ended up under a conservatorship, like Britney Spears or something.
Which,
the
Britney
Spears thing was total bullshit because she actually didn't do anything that would say it's my shit. Yeah, and they basically just handed everything over to her family, and it's such bullshit.
I thought it was so weird that they handed everything over to her dad, because I thought she was estranged from her dad.
She was estranged from, like, her family.
I feel bad for all these child, like, stars, because I feel like, I mean, Amanda Bynes, like, I think was brought up by good parents, but, like, Britney, I feel like some parents, like, take advantage. This is stupid.
I never get why people fucking do that, because it doesn't, like, get you drunk quicker or anything.
No.
Well, no, you chug, like, 5 of them. It's called,
no, but, I mean,
it's called binge drinking.
Yeah, but, like, the whole punching a hole in the side of it, it doesn't do
it's
anything.
It's called shotgunning a beer.
But you don't drink it any faster. Like,
it keeps,
pop the
it
lid
keeps
open
it from
it.
Getting, like, head on the top of it.
But if you pop a top and drink it really quick,
head.
It's not going to have head anyways.
Head. Sorry. What are you guys talking about?
Like the foamy part on the top of the beer.
But you're not going to get that if you drink it really quick.
It's called head because it looks like cum.
I was going to say, what? I mean, I'm pretty sure if you drink that much, you'll get head, but I mean, whatever.
I wouldn't know about that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa! More than I needed to know.
Honestly, if I was dating a dude and he threw me in the pool, like,
I would
be
over. It would be over.
I would be getting out and beating him with that chair.
You know when Vince McMahon would sign somebody new in the WWE and they would come over to his house to sign the contract? One of the things he used to do to test people would be push them in the pool.
Oh, to see if they would roll with it? I mean, I get that, because, like, you got to improvise some of the stuff. Ugh. And he's so creepy taking photos of them. Like, he even looks like a pervert.
Dude, he does.
He's got that, like, greasy, unwashed look about him. He looks like he looks like the guy in Drop Dead Gorgeous where he's got, like, the camera in his van and he's like, oh, I just have this for accidents. And, you know, like, and there's the young girl.
We gotta get a hold of that and watch that.
I love Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Your sister has it, right?
I'm Amber Atkins. Mount Rose, American Teen Princess.
Where did we watch that? Like, we watched it here, but was it
I think
sister's?
I borrowed
yeah,
it from my sister.
She borrowed it. Like,
was it CeCe or Jen?
You can't
it's
buy
it. Jen's. You can't buy it.
No, it costs, like, you have to buy it used and it costs a lot.
It's like $100 on Amazon.
Why is it so rare?
Because they don't, like, print it anymore.
Print.
No, it's out of print.
Yeah. All the lights are flickering. She is a smart bitch. Like,
dude,
I love her.
So,
like, it's
like,
so clever.
Her intuition is just on point.
She's like, fuck this nonsense. I ain't get electrocuted yet. I saw
she's
some
like
Halloween costumes that were really great where it was like they had like ABC shirts and they were wearing like strings of lights.
I love that. My favorite was the little boy dressed like 11. That was so cute.
I should dress as 11.
Oh my god.
You can do it.
Shave head now.
You need to shave your beard though. Because 11 doesn't have a beard.
Yeah.
And
then you'll be fugly.
I want to see you with a shaved face.
I look like a fucking duck right now. With
duck? Face.
Or no, I look like a billless duck. It doesn't have a bill.
Hey,
like
you know
you ripped the bill off a duck, that's what I
You
look.
Know what's really cute and has a bill on it?
A duck?
A niffler.
Oh.
They look like platypuses.
Yeah, they just look like platypuses.
Yeah, but they're
they
so
like.
Cute. And they have a little patch that they put their stolen treasures in. And then he hangs them upside
that's
down and he tickles them.
That's called a papoose.
A what?
A papoose. A papoose.
What?
It is. It's a papoose.
A papoose. A papoose.
Oh, isn't this the part where the wall starts to, like, move on her and stuff?
I think. After this flashback thing. Should I go?
And then he's all like, run.
No, that's not yet, is it?
That's, like, after she paints the letters.
Yeah, because that's the episode where they find him. I think that's the next episode.
But I think, like, this is the part where the wall starts to, like come in on her.
Yeah, because later it does that
yeah.
and it almost grabs that girl, isn't it?
Yeah, in the next episode.
Yeah, because the little girl sees it. But, you know, nobody believes children.
even though they're, like, more in tune with this kind of stuff than adults.
I like on Quantum Leap that little kids can see who he really is. Little kids and animals can see who he really is. And crazy people.
But then are they really crazy? Like, remember that episode of House where that lady's schizophrenic and House, like, loves her because he, like, loves crazy people?
Well, and she just says, like, she's really direct about
it. Yeah, like, she's like, I don't want to talk to her. She's fat. My head hurt.
Stop hitting me.
I didn't touch you.
You hit my leg.
No, that's not a leg. That's a chair.
It's a chair.
Brian, I want this dress. It's a hooded dress that looks like a map of Middle Earth.
Well, fucking buy it then.
I fucking want it. I don't have any money. Buy it for me.
I have to ask Brian a question, but it's private, so Mar can't know. I'll ask him.
Yeah.
Oh, I want that Mortar Fun Run shirt.
Mar's Amazon wish list is going to be in the link.
There's below. This shirt that it's like. It
half
says
your
like
stuff on your Mortar Amazon wish list you've actually bought because you never take anything
not
off
true.
Of it.
Not true. I updated it with the new Harry Potter Funkos that I don't have yet.
Shh, stop. You better, I better go look at this list. I'm irritated now. Oh, I keep trying to buy shit for Christmas and like, it's just so difficult.
Aww.
No, I hate everything. I need Brian's gift because Brian needs
to. Here's Nance being a bitch to Barb.
Wow, news at 11.
She water is wet.
Right?
I mean, I feel like Nancy does like redeem herself by the end.
I don't.
I mean,
I don't think Steve does. I think she does, though, because
she doesn't
like
redeem herself by the fact that she stays with Steve.
I mean,
I hated that. I hated that ending.
Because you can't even say that he's abusive because he actually doesn't do anything.
He's just an asshole.
Yeah, so you can't say, like, well, she has that abuse spouse thing, like, or whatever.
What, it's Stockholm?
She just stays, she just stays with him because she likes him and doesn't and glosses over the fact that he's a
she likes your asshole. Butt and fancy hair.
He was complicit in. I mean, I don't care if he didn't actually put those like things on the movie theater, but
yeah,
his friends didn't. They're like his best friends. They
and he doesn't even care about anything until he fucking gets his ass beat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which I get that people can change, but I still don't think he was like worthy of
yeah,
being
but
with
changing,
her. But I still
changing
hated her.
After you get your ass beat is like people who get like a disease and now suddenly they're religious. And
oh,
good.
I know, right? But I don't know, Nancy. I feel like she always like tried so hard to be like. She never felt like genuine, like. Yeah, she was, like, nice sometimes, but she always felt like she, like, I don't know, it was out of character for her, because I felt like she was so bitchy that when she was nice, she, like, tried too hard or something. I don't know. I don't know. I wish I can, like, get up.
Oh, here's a picture of me with long hair.
Not that long.
Not really long enough.
Oh, you look so good with long hair. What the hell?
Yeah, but now I'm, like, balding like a fucking monk on top.
Monk. What? I like that. You look so good with long hair. What the hell? Where did you just pull those pictures out of?
My ass. I found a bunch of pictures the other day. I want to scan.
Can you put that as your default picture?
What? The one with long
please
hair?
Please do not do that.
Please.
If I ever find that mullet picture again, I'll put it up.
No!
My perm mullet picture.
You guys.
It's almost time to go.
Getting up is hard. It's on the dirty.
Oh, now they're getting to the down and dirty.
She's gonna have to do the walk of shame soon.
You know how Barb was like, Nancy, he just wants to get in your pants. And Nancy was like, nah.
I mean, he kind of did that. And then he didn't even get up when it was time for her to go home.
Yeah.
I know the feels strong with
you. Spoiler.
How does my hair look? Am I ready to go out?
Bitchin'.
Oh, no. It's over.
The same, maybe we could change, turn the ship another way, feel it in the darkness, we're sailing right into those jagged cliffs. Degradation, waste and shifts and mass extinction. foolish, foolish game.